Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They cut the ribbon on the new Terminal A at Newark Liberty Airport today. NJ Advance Media's commuting and transportation reporter Larry Higgs is joining us on our news line. Larry, good to talk to you. Thanks for being with us. We understand that opening hit some bumps today. What happened?
Well, they had two issues, one which did not affect passengers and one that did. They had an early morning blackout. Port Authority didn't give us a lot of information about exactly when that happened. But the bigger issue for passengers was they called it a security breach at the TSA checkpoints. And in regular speak, what that means is two people slipped through without getting screened. So they wind up having to shut down one of the checkpoints and go and apprehend those people and run them back through the checkpoint to make sure they weren't carrying anything bad. So that wound up causing some lines that were still prevalent at 11 o'clock when I was up there taking a photo and interviewing people.
All right, so not the greatest start. But overall, your impressions of the new Terminal A?
Well, it's head and shoulders above the old Terminal A, which was a very old, cramped building. You know, when we took a tour with the Port Authority, they very cleverly took us to the old building first to show how cramped it was ahead of security. And that's because that building was not constructed when we had airport security, even the pre-TSA screenings. So you had a lot of cramped space before security. That's all been taken care of in the new building. It's very spacious. It's very large. The passengers I spoke to said they were impressed with how spacious it was and how modern it was, and that it seemed to match what other cities offered for modern 21st century airports.
This new terminal was supposed to open in early December. What happened? Why the delays?
Well, they had some issues they had to iron out with fire and security alarm systems. And the decision was made by the Port Authority not to open it up around the Christmas holiday because that was not the time you wanted a new air terminal to come online because of the hiccups that we saw today. You can only imagine how that would exacerbate crowding if you had a problem with security such as we saw today. So that was a wise decision on their point. Huntley Lawrence, who used to be head of aviation, is the new COO of the Port Authority, basically conceded you're going to have some issues and some challenges that have to be ironed out when you open up any new building. So hopefully that's the last of them.
And what happens to the old Terminal A? Are there any plans for that?
Well, the only plans for that is it's going to go in the history books. It's going to be demolished.
There you go. Some open space. Larry, we appreciate the update on the new Terminal A at Newark Liberty Airport. Thanks. That is Larry Higgs with NJ Advance Media.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.